Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, March the 13th, 2024, 14 minutes past the hour. And we are off and running. We thank Representative Tracy Richardson for joining us in hour number one to discuss her primary race with Wesleyan Davis coming up next week. Republican primary here in this district. You know, there was a primary in the, I guess, the first time that Tracy ran for office, but apparently this one is a little different. So I guess that's the way it goes. Does anybody have anything to say? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We would love to hear from you. Or we can continue the conversation we were having about third-party candidates and the Chase Oliver interview that Matt did last week on this station. I hope you could hear Tracy that hour. You know, that top of the hour rolls over sometimes, and the way we have it set up, it's a hard break, so it comes whether we like it or not, even if we are in mid-question. But did you learn anything there that was helpful to you? 740-751-4038. Would love to hear from you this morning on anything in regard to that. You know, some of these political races are getting a little sharp-elbowed, should we say. I guess that happens in a primary season. I don't know. Politics is a rough game to be in. I don't know how some people do it with the things that are said and flung at them. It's rough. It's very, very rough. But I also wonder, do people know who their representative is? I wonder that sometimes. I don't know. You know, you hope that that's the case, that people know who their representative is and where we're going. I don't know, though. Sometimes I wonder. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So, you know, at this time in the state, we've got this Republican primary going on. We've got the Democratic primary in the 4th Congressional District, Jim Jordan's district, with Steve Thomas and Tammy Wilson. I don't know how that's all going to shake out. It's all interesting when it's put up on the big screen. Now, usually, the incumbent most likely will win. That's what we have seen in the past. But it's certainly not unheard of for a non-incumbent to win. Now, we were having the conversation before we went to break about Donald Trump certainly has voters that are fervent to vote for him. But does Joe Biden have voters that really want to vote for him? Now, what I would say, from what I have observed from people, now, in 2020, I think I would guess that the majority of people who voted for Joe Biden were probably voting against Donald Trump because they did not want him to win. So I will say that's probably what happened in 2020. But in 2024, you've had a man who's been president for 4 years. We certainly are aware of his age. We certainly are aware of things of that nature. Are there people who want Joe Biden? I think that people probably know the policies now. And it seems to me that people in the Democratic Party do seem to be voting for him more this time than last time. As I say, last time it seemed like people were just voting against Trump, that anything but Trump was pretty well the idea. This time, I don't know. I think there are more people voting for Joe Biden. But if you disagree with that, you can let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That is the question on the table here this morning. As the presidential primaries were pretty well sewn up last night, and we are going to have the rematch between Donald Trump and President Biden, and former President Trump. You know, we had that conversation yesterday, too. Do you call people by their titles, even when they are no longer in office? And I think you do. There's just something to me about referring to somebody who's had a title. See, here's the reason. I guess this is what confuses me. Now, if you have the title, most everybody calls them by their title when you see them or refer to them. But when they're no longer in that office, people don't refer to them anymore or don't feel the need to do that. Now, again, there's no law that says you have to. But I think if you have a title at some point in your life, what does it hurt to refer to them by that title? And certainly, if you're in the communications business and you're doing interviews with people, I would think you'd want to let people know why you're talking to them and what position they might have held. And you always have to remember, people are tuning in at different times. So I think you refer to people by their title. That's my opinion. I don't know that that's all that controversial, but that certainly is where I would fall on that particular issue. Now, if you disagree, give me a buzz. Heaven knows earlier this year we had the big discussion about, do you call people Mr. and Mrs. who are older than you? Or do you call them by their first name? Now, that was a big conversation, and I don't know, I'm not even sure about that one, because what's the age difference? You know, if you are only a couple years older than somebody, would you really want them calling you Mr. or Mrs.? I don't know that you would. I don't know. It's strange. It's strange in a way. All these formalities we have in life. Also talking about the eclipse here today. We can talk more about that. We certainly did talk yesterday about age and jobs. Do we have ageism in our jobs in America? Is there a point where you should go simply based on your age? People seem to feel very strongly about that issue. Interesting. The documents, I've talked about these documents that I have. I think we're going to be hearing about those very shortly in time. So that certainly is going to happen in, I would say we'd hear about that very quickly. So you got to tune in every morning to know when that's going to bust loose. It's just interesting when documents show up. I mean, you don't question the documents because I think they certainly have authenticity. But where they go from here, I don't know. I guess we'll find out. All right. Again, phone lines are open here today. Anything you want to talk about, we can talk about. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything on the agenda, we can certainly discuss it. That is why we're here. We want to talk about what is on your mind. And who knows what's on your mind today? I certainly enjoyed the caller earlier. Had a little different take on the Chase Oliver interview than I did. And, you know, I'm not saying support Chase Oliver or don't support him. I just thought he was very evasive in the questions that were asked last week, last Friday. And knowing you're coming on to discuss the State of the Union, I would think you'd want to pay a little closer attention to the State of the Union. But again, those are just my opinions on interviewing technique and interviewing style. And maybe people like Chase Oliver. Maybe what he's saying is resonating with people. I don't know. Does it resonate with you? 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to say in general on the political world that we're in? As I've said, we've got local races. We've got congressional races. We've got presidential races. Certainly is going to be a political year. We can't say that it's not. So here we are. A political year. And what will happen, we will find out as the year ticks on. Or are people tired of politics at this point? And just thinking, I can't take it anymore. I don't want to talk about politics anymore. Oh, by the way, I do want to point out, we had a conversation yesterday in regard to, did the author who was on last week discussing the solar eclipse promise me glasses, solar glasses? And to my knowledge, he did not. Now, I have asked some other people, I haven't went back through the interview yet, but I have asked other people if they remember him offering me glasses, and nobody has said yes yet, so if it did happen, they don't remember it, and apparently I don't remember it. But I do know that the reason he came on was because we were in this area of totality of the solar eclipse, and also, I think he probably wanted to sell his book, which is why he was on. So I think that's probably a big part of it, on the eclipse. So that's that. That's what that was all about. All right. Again, anything from anybody out there today, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I certainly found the Tracy Richardson interview very interesting in hour number one, because clearly that race has gotten ugly, that primary. Now, do things have to be ugly to win? I don't know. Is that attacking people? Is that the way to get people to turn on people? You know, it's interesting in a political world, because we always say that we don't like when people are angry toward each other or say negative things, but they do. And where do we go from here? Let me see here. Got a message here. I don't know where this is going. Hopefully this goes well. You never know these days. Booking on the fly here, as they say. All right. Well, maybe we'll get something out of that. Okay. 740-751-4038. And again, we have invited Weslyn Davis on. To be fair, if she would like to come on and say something this morning in regard to what Representative Richardson said, I think you have to do that. You have to invite all candidates on. You know, we used to have the fairness doctrine in broadcasting where you had to have the other candidate on. We don't have that anymore, unfortunately. But I still think it's good to invite them. I don't think leaving them out is a good idea. Because I think when accusations are made about people, you should probably allow them to respond. Not that you want to get into a big fight back and forth, but people have to have the chance to respond, and you don't want to take a side. You know, it's always been interesting to me that newspapers endorse candidates, and I'm not really sure about that either. You know, newspapers endorsing candidates. I mean, doesn't that make the newspapers seem a little one-sided? I mean, if a newspaper endorsed a person you were running against, would you be that favorable to the newspaper? I would think probably not. Or think that they were giving you accurate coverage? Probably not. Now, maybe they are. I think those decisions are made up by the editorial board of newspapers. So that's a whole different thing. But I don't know. That's a weird world to live in. That is a very weird world to live in, as they say. All right, 30 minutes past the hour here. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Would love to hear from you this morning if there is anything on your mind in regard to anything. And as I said, as we have it right now, I have two guests scheduled for tomorrow's program, so I don't know if we'll get to the announcement that I've been talking about that should be made today, but I don't know that I'll get to discuss it or describe it tomorrow because we have two guests on. So if not, I'll do it on Friday morning. We'll get it in, that's for sure, before the week is up, because I think it's going to be something interesting to discuss and describe at this point of where we are in society. Kind of a quiet morning here this morning. Apparently not a lot of stuff on people's mind this morning. One of those quiet mornings. Now, some mornings, people are all ready to go with their opinions. And some mornings, not so much. You know, I don't know. Maybe people are burnt out on politics. This is why, for the most part, I don't spend a whole lot of time talking about them at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Maybe it won't be quiet very long while I'm some cop on the air.
Well, that is okay.
I got that frog in my throat too, Scott.
Isn't that something today? I cannot shake it so far.
I was out all there this morning at daylight messing around, and I can't contribute to nothing because it kind of comes through the middle of the night or something when I get up in the morning the last couple mornings.
Yeah, I was fine. When I go to bed at night, it's fine, but the last two mornings, and especially this morning, it has just been in my throat all morning.
Yeah. I never got a comment back from you on that paper sack from McDonald's with the W with the M upside down. Did you hear any more about that, Scott?
You know what? I did look that up yesterday. Let me pull that up because I think there was an answer. So let me see if I can find that. There was an answer. There is a reason for it. So did you get a chance to hear Tracy Richardson this morning?
Yeah, I listened to that. But, you know, Scott, I'm poor at that. So I just kind of... I'll be a lagger for a while on that, on falling in. Let the people that do it. I know you invited the other fellow back, and I was just trying to hold him off until maybe he called in, because when you two get together, you're both very knowledgeable on the politic part, and I can kind of sort through it. But far as her goes, I don't know nothing about her. Like you say, there's lots of people and stuff in the voting area that don't know about that, because it seems like it's all a toast, just tossed up and mixed up, and the salad don't come out good. It's just a bunch of malarkey on both sides, and who can you believe and stuff. So that's my old-fashioned way, and I'll never know any different because I'm not knowledgeable on politics and the religion part. I'm just not very good at that at all, and I apologize to any sip buddy if I say something out of line on either subject, but so I just kind of stay away from it. But yeah, you got to know your thing. The only thing that threw me this year for voting and stuff was on the abortion and the marijuana. My goodness gracious. And my wife and I, we couldn't believe it. After you vote, then and it's probably gone on forever, and that's probably been the rules of politics forever, but when we was in school, we never heard much about politics and paid any attention to that. You know, you had a right to vote, and you saw a name, and you might have known the person and might have known something, but you never went deeply involved in politics like they do today, from one little word that somebody says to some other bigger word somebody else says, and they gain your vote. But when it comes to, get back to that part, yeah, I jump around a lot too, but you get back to those two issues there, and then the Supreme Court overrules, and we haven't got an answer really on anything, have we, Scott?
No, I mean, on the whole, it's very difficult. I think what sticks out to me is that not so much about knowing the candidates, but just to the degree that these political elections get very harsh, that people get very harsh with each other. I mean, I don't know how that reacts to. I don't know if people hear that and they go, that person's being rude, I'm not going to vote for them, or if they say, oh, okay, well, I like that they've told us that. I don't know how that negative stuff comes off.
Well, you're not real old person, but I know there's people that, like myself, and I, like I say, I never could get into the political thing, except I always voted for somebody that I thought, in my opinion, but there's so many angles you got to think at, and there are so many angles you hear. But what do you think? Maybe this bashing and everything, don't that come in with the younger generation? Younger, maybe starting with you as a growing up and stuff, your age group and stuff coming into the political field. And it used to be a lot. Older people, am I right or wrong on something like that?
Well, I think it's gotten worse. I'll say that. Because I certainly remember, and it would have been before me, Jack Kennedy was attacked for being Catholic. And certainly they went after...
all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been going on for quite a while. But I think it's gotten worse in the age that we live in the last 20 years, because people can get on the internet and say whatever they want. And, I don't know. It just seems to me, you know, it's always what fascinates me is everybody always says they want good news. They don't want to hear about the bad news. They want good news, good news, good news. But nobody really follows good news. They want to hear the bad stuff. They want to hear the murders. They want to hear the rapes. They want to hear the fires that happened last night. They want to hear the negative. So I don't know. I mean, do people really want to hear good stuff? I don't know.
Did you pull that up on that?
I did. McDonald's spokesperson Lauren Altman tells CNBC, make it the reason the golden M will be flipped into a golden W is in celebration of women everywhere. We have a long history of supporting women in the workplace, giving them the opportunity to grow and succeed, says Altman.
Well, I'll be darned. Now, all that, I don't understand any of it. It seems like all double talk to me.
So apparently it's for women. I don't know if that's forever or if that's for a period of time.
I'm glad that you're having a little difficulty. That makes me feel better. See, like I really have been under the rock too many years, but some of this stuff I don't know. But I'll just throw another one in quick and get off of here so they can have another caller come in. But on the Del Taco sack, it says something like that, and I was going to make a little play and joke, but I was going to thought maybe that's the thing you're embargoed on. maybe it says on their .com and all that stuff, if you're interested in your own franchise or your own business of being owner of a Del Taco. That was advertised. Del Taco is putting it out to the public on the paper side, and all this stuff's coming out like McDonald's stuff. We don't need newspapers, Scott, that just save your, if you get a little poke there, a sack, well, you just read that, and you can have a lot of knowledge coming off of the fast food industry just on their comments on their sack now.
Just keep your bags. That's all you. You know, wouldn't that be great, though, to run a Del? I could see myself running a Del Taco franchise. You know, do you want a hamburger? Do you want a taco? What do you want?
And you know what, Scott, this leads me to come off the air there. Is this embargo, is this strictly for you? Is there others involved in that? Or is this just you going to make the decision whether you're going for it or not going for it, if it's going to upgrade you or not? Is that just a single person, or is there other people maybe pertaining to your WWGH society there?
That's a good question. As there's one other person directly involved, but it would be up to me, I'm pretty sure, to make the decision in regard to what will happen. And it's a weird thing because I don't really know on the whole. There will be other people involved from the station, if that was the question. Yes, there will be other people involved from the station.
Okay.
But
it's going to be a team policy. It's not going to be an individual.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be an individual.
That's what I said the other day. I kind of got you like that. I thought there was others involved except just you, and then here you're talking later that you're going to hear from us, and then I'll know more about it. But other people involved, you have to correspond with them and make a decision also before you say yes, right?
Well, yeah, but it is interesting because I don't want to mislead in this way that the offer, I guess I should say, did come directly to me, but I certainly would have other people involved should it pan out.
Okay, so when you announce it, we'll be kind of clear to the public here listening to you that we'll understand that you're going to be involved in something else, and not meaning that you're going to delete anything that you're doing now and all the activities you're in now, that this is going to be an added attraction to your life, which you're really excited about, it sounds like to me on the air.
Well, it's interesting because the one thing I will say about it is, to get a call like that, you don't think something like that is ever going to happen. And when I finally can talk about it after today, I'll explain why you never expect to get a call like that, being in, Marion, Ohio, and considered to be a local broadcaster, because those type of things just don't happen. I can say, and until somebody would correct me, in the over 80-year history of broadcasting in Marion, I don't know that anybody ever had anything come their way like this. I would be hard-pressed to find anybody.
Well, that's really encouraging hearing that, and good luck to you on that, and we'll all be listening to the outcome. So I'll catch up with you later, Scott.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Again, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So, yeah, as far as that goes, I assume there will be more people involved than just me. I don't think it would be just me. But when the offer came from the big company, that was directly to me. So I can say that. But where it goes from, I don't trust anything. I guess it's probably the skeptical nature of somebody who does interviews. Until it's actually happening, I say, well, let's see how that'll go. Let's see how that all plays out. But I don't know that it's ever happened to anybody else in the history of Marion Broadcasting. And that's over 80 years. And heaven knows there's been a lot of people do a lot of great things in Marion Broadcasting, to be sure. But this is one of those things that I don't know has ever happened. Matter of fact, to be honest with you, I don't know that any Marion Broadcaster was ever contacted by a national company to do anything. Worldwide company, I should say. It's more than just America. It's a worldwide company. So I don't know that that ever happened, to be honest. Maybe it happened. If it did, somebody will have to point it out to me. But certainly hasn't happened for a long time, if it did happen. I mean, certainly we had Rod Serling back in the early days of broadcasting. And clearly he ended up going to a big company and doing big things. But I don't know that it came to him while he was in Marion. I think he went that direction. And this just kind of came to me. So I, for whatever reason, maybe the era we live in now. But it does have a lot to do with, I don't want to blow the embargo yet and then somebody will sue me or something like that. Who needs that? We don't need to get in that neck of the woods. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
I just tuned in.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh.
Kind of late in the show.
Okay, but it's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
You said you would have news on Wednesday.
That's true. I don't have it yet.
Have you been talking about it on the radio?
I've been saying, because I told the company that I would not bring it up, that no, I have not, because they have not made their announcement yet.
Okay, so you've talked to them since the other day?
Yes, I've talked to them once since the other day, but they have not made their announcement yet because it's embargoed, and I said I would not make the announcement until they made theirs, and they have not made theirs as of yet.
Okay, so do you know any more information?
No, not really.
Why'd they call you?
Well, I think they want something as soon as they make their announcement, but they haven't done that yet.
Want something?
Well, clearly they want something. They called. I don't think they would call just for no reason.
No, I just... Okay, so you're not going to know today?
No, I probably will know later on today, but they just have not made their announcement yet. It's only 9:45 in the morning. I wouldn't have expected them to make the announcement at 9:45.
Yeah, but they haven't told you anything else.
Nope. They said they are going to make their announcement, and I can talk about it once they make their announcement.
Well, I heard you saying you were talking to a gentleman, I think, and he was saying that, well, you were saying that it's a big announcement, but is this, and he was talking like the whole radio station's involved? I mean, what does that mean?
Well, the offer did come directly to me to do something from the company. I don't think anybody else from the radio station has talked to the company, but if it does pan out, I would find it hard. I mean, I think it would just reflect on the radio station in a positive way, and other people would be involved, I would think. I can't imagine nobody would be involved from the radio station.
Yeah. It's so, just a big mystery.
Till today.
Yeah.
Till today.
I mean, yeah.
But, you know, once it's all... My point is, I don't think it's ever come down to... And you have 80 years of broadcasting here in Marion, and I don't think something like this has ever happened with anybody else that I can think of. The closest thing...
You don't even know what's happening.
Well, I don't know. Off the top of my head, I don't know that any national, international company has ever called a Marion broadcaster to do something.
Right, but I mean, I'm just...
So right there, right there on the face, I think it's already breaking ground.
Yeah.
So whatever it ends up being, I think it will be very unique in the presentation.
Oh. All right.
Just keep keep an eye out. When they announce it, I'll be able to say something.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I know, lots of anticipation here. We don't have the announcement yet. I can't, you know, I wish I could tell you. If it had come out this morning before 10 o'clock, I would have told you. But, I have to talk in this cryptic language because what can I say? I told him I wouldn't say anything. So there you are, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything you would like to talk about, we have about 11 minutes left in the broadcast today. It would be interesting to hear from you. Headed into another presidential race, all kinds of stuff going on. I don't know where we're going with politics in this country. People get very upset when they talk about it. I know that. People get very tense. You know, I figure just vote for who you want to vote for and let's see what happens. I don't know why everything has to be so angry. I honestly don't know. But I guess it does in the world we live in. Okay, again, phone lines are open. We're at the 10-minute mark. If there's anything you want to say, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But that's why McDonald's has flipped the M. They flipped it to a W in celebration of women. Now, I don't think this is going to be permanent as I'm reading it further here. It just seems maybe because of Women's Day. I think that's kind of the idea here. It seems to be in regard for Women's Day. But see, now here's the problem. I wonder how many people knew that or understand International Women's Day. And that's why McDonald's has flipped their M to a W. See, isn't that interesting that a lot of these companies will do things and you really have no idea why they have done these things, but yet they do them anyway? I'm not even sure the public knows why they do them. I bet if you would poll 9 out of 10 people, they would have no idea why on their cup, the M for McDonald's is upside down. But it has to do with women. There you go. Well, I think that's nice. I certainly think that's a nice gesture on behalf of the billion-dollar McDonald's company. I don't know. That's the way it goes. I'll tell you, I have become aware of some local things going on in local government, is what I should say. And you know what? Before the week is up, in regard to that, we might have some answers. I'll tell you what, we've only got 2 more days this week, but I'll say this. I assume at some point I'm going to be able to talk about this announcement. There is something going on in local government that I think tomorrow I'll be able to talk about. I've got these documents that were given to me that I've said that I would be able to talk about at one point, and I think that's probably coming before the week is up. So, you know, we've got 2 days left. We've got a lot to cram in here, but I think it's going to be a lot of useful information, certainly for the Marion community, when it comes to things people want to know. And isn't that really what we all want? We all just want that knowledge, I think. Knowledge is power. You always want to be in the know. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you've been thinking about calling in, we're down to the final 7 minutes. This is your opportunity. All right, I think we got a call coming here. Go ahead, caller.
I might as well slam the door on this issue, but don't ever leave me out of the local government, because I love hearing that, because maybe because I've been around here going on 83 years and know some of the names and some of the things and some of the people I talk to in the area, that it does make it interesting in politics, if you know. But a lot of this other, I would have no clue to the names and when they pop up and how often they pop up, and then they disappear. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Well, I'll tell you what's interesting about these two local things. The documents that were given to me, and I think I've said this before, but the documents that were given to me relate to a local person. So this story in regard to these documents clearly will have to do with a local person. So we'll see how that all shakes out. And the information that I have gotten from somebody inside City Hall actually has to do with about two local people, and maybe more than that, but two that I can cite specifically. And hopefully we'll get to the bottom of that before the week is over. But I'll tell you, you know, it's a slow process, because I like to check my facts. I don't want to come on the air with a program and not know what I'm saying. You know, I want to know if it's true, or at least be able to ask the question with some certainty that it's a legitimate question to ask. Now, I think all questions are legitimate, so that sounds a little backwards. I think you can ask anything you want, but I'd like to know a little more information about the question before I ask it. Because I don't think you want to be accusatory towards somebody, but you certainly want to be able to ask the question with some kind of certainty that there's something to it. Much like the questions with Tracy Richardson earlier. You know, the picture with Jim Jordan that her opponent has taken and put up on the website, or the idea of taking illegal money, that accusation has been out there, or using illegal money to buy ads. I mean, you want to kind of know that these questions have some kind of validity before you ask them. 56 minutes past the hour, only 4 minutes left. If there's something you want to say, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Information galore here at WGH Talk. And that's why I'm saying the next 2 days, you'll want to be glued to your listening device or however you listen. Because from 8 to 10, the next 2 days, and on Friday longer than that, 8 to 1 or 2 in the afternoon, you'll want to be glued to your listening device, because I think a lot of information is going to come down the pike that's going to be interesting and going to have impact on Marion, and is certainly going to keep people in the know about what has been going on. You know, we've had this conversation about local politics, and it's kind of dried up a little bit. Well, it's not totally dry anymore. I can say that pretty assuredly. All right, 3 minutes, 740-751-4038, 50 degrees, partly cloudy skies, 740-751-4038. And I just checked to see if the announcement has been made. It has not been made yet. So again, I'm going to suspect that at some point today, still early in the day, this announcement will be made, and then I can expound on it a little more as time goes on. That's the way it goes, as they say. All right. Well, has there been anything in the paper lately? I'll tell you, I've heard from some more people who are not very happy about this mail delivery that the Marion Star is going to. No more local delivery, mail delivery. Still don't have a good answer on if there are still going to be newsstands where you can buy the paper. I don't know where that's all going. Go ahead, caller.
Don't comment now, Scott, but don't forget that Caitlin Clark, the wonderful college woman basketball player that you didn't know nothing about. Catch up with you later. Bye, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, Caitlin Clark's name did come up yesterday, and I did look her up a little bit, but I'm going to do some more research on that and learn the specifics on Caitlin Clark. I think you got to know stuff like that. You got to know what's going on. That's the world we live in. You've got to know where things are headed in the world. You've got to know who people are. You've got to know what's going on. You know, you don't have to know everything. I think knowing everything would be very difficult. But, you know, it's, what did they say? You know, I don't know a lot about one thing, but I know a little about several things. I think that's probably the better category to fall into in the whole. As we're in the home stretch today, remember the next 2 days, I think we're going to have a lot of information come through here, so it's going to be worth listening to as we approach the end of this program today on this Wednesday morning. I hope you have a good Wednesday. Looks like the weather's going to be nice, and we'll come back tomorrow and do it all over again. For this Wednesday, this is Scott Spears for WGH Talk.
You're listening to the Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy. Is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I...